Second half of the legislative session typically means, and it's been the case this session as well, a lot of the priority bills for the majority taken care of in the first half, and a lot of the, in some cases, lesser known bills, but those that still have a huge impact based on the fact that they've both been passed this week as well, seem to be priority bills for a majority of the Senate. We'll start with a joint resolution. We've talked about this before, Senate Joint Resolution 14.
We in the Senate have done amazing things protecting people's rights to bear arms, and now we want the citizens of Missouri to speak up. We passed SJR 14, which means it's going to be on the ballot in November if it goes through the House, and I'm sure it will. And this will give the citizens of Missouri the opportunity to say, we want to have that freedom, that right guaranteed by the Second Amendment to keep and bear arms. And I was very proud of passing that legislation.
It comes at a time where gun control is talked about so much. We're not exactly sure what Congress or the President through executive order may do, but this again, as you say, reaffirms what is in the U.S. Constitution.
Whether it's guns or anything else, we have to protect the rights that were given to us by our U.S. Constitution. We just have to protect those.
Along the same vein, this one passed as well today, in fact, Senate Bill 265, which really goes into private property rights, goes into something that's been around for about 40 years that a lot of people don't know about, that was created by the United Nations back in the early 70s, reaffirmed by two different presidents just 20 years ago, called Agenda 21.
Yes, and I'm not sure about actually the intent of the United Nations or where it'll go, but there again, we're taking a step forward and guaranteeing that what was in Agenda 21 is adopted by the United Nations that cannot happen in the state of Missouri. The act prohibits any state or local political subdivision from entering into an agreement with or expending any money or receiving funds from or contracting service from giving financial aid to any organization accredited and enlisted by the United Nations to assist in the implementation of Agenda 21.
And this very carefully worded bill, and this was pointed out during some of the debate this week, in is that it's not the state telling cities and counties what they can and can't do on their own. Rather, it's giving them the option and letting them know that they do not have to take these orders from, be it the federal government, be it the United Nations or whomever, telling them, as in these cities and counties, how they should be operating.
Right. That's our freedom as Americans and as Missouri citizens. We need this freedom, and we definitely don't need the United Nations telling us what to do and how to handle our lives, how to handle our guns or not allowing our guns, and what taxes they want to pass on to us. And we need to stand up for Missouri rights.
Any idea how this will fare in the House?
The House is going to hear it next week. I think the 8th, Representative Rowland is carrying it over there, and it's very similar to the Senate side, and I think it's going to be brought up the 8th for discussion over there, and he tells me it's very favorable at this point.